Second Chronicles 2. Now Solomon purposed to build a house for the name of the Lord, and a royal palace for himself. So he conscripted 70,000 porters, 80,000 stonecutters in the mountains, and 3,600 supervisors. Then Solomon sent word to Hiram, king of Tyre, "Do for me as you did for my father David, when you sent him cedars to build himself a house to live in. Behold, I am about to build a house for the name of the Lord my God, to dedicate to him for burning fragrant incense before him, for displaying the showbread continuously, and for making burnt offerings every morning and evening, as well as on the Sabbaths, new moons, and appointed feasts of the Lord our God. This is ordained for Israel forever. The house that I am building will be great, for our God is greater than all gods. But who is able to build a house for him, since the heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain him? Who then am I, that I should build a house for him, except as a place to burn sacrifices before him? Send me, therefore, a craftsman skilled in engraving, to work with gold and silver, with bronze and iron, and with purple, crimson, and blue yarn. He will work with my craftsmen in Judah and Jerusalem, whom my father David provided. Send me also cedar, cypress, and algum logs from Lebanon, for I know that your servants have skill to cut timber there. And indeed, my servants will work with yours, to prepare for me timber in abundance, because the temple I am building will be great and wonderful. I will pay your servants, the woodcutters, 20,000 cores of ground wheat, 20,000 cores of barley, 20,000 baths of wine, and 20,000 baths of olive oil." Then Hiram, king of Tyre, wrote a letter in reply to Solomon. "Because the Lord loves his people, he has set you over them as king." And Hiram added, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who made the heavens and the earth. He has given King David a wise son with insight and understanding, who will build a temple for the Lord and a royal palace for himself. So now I am sending you Huram-Abi, a skillful man endowed with creativity. He is the son of a woman from the daughters of Dan, and his father is a man of Tyre. He is skilled in work with gold and silver, bronze and iron, stone and wood, purple, blue, and crimson yarn, and fine linen. He is experienced in every kind of engraving, and can execute any design that is given him. He will work with your craftsmen and with those of my lord, your father David. Now let my lord send to his servants the wheat, barley, olive oil, and wine he promised. We will cut logs from Lebanon, as many as you need, and we will float them to you as rafts by sea down to Joppa. Then you can take them up to Jerusalem." Solomon numbered all the foreign men in the land of Israel following the census his father David had conducted, and there were found to be 153,600 in all. Solomon made 70,000 of them porters, 80,000 stonecutters in the mountains, and 3,600 supervisors.